This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I am Steve Ulscher, along with Mary Goulet and Rich Ote, and I think that's about the last of Wade we're going to see, because I think ISIS just pulled up and asked him to get in the vehicle. Oh, my God.
He was pretty knowledgeable.
You know what? That
gotta listen to the rant, man.
He has a plethora. I've always wanted to use that in a sentence. He
has
a plethora of knowledge. So, wow. Very, very interesting there. And this should be a very interesting show as well, as we bring on Ava Diamond. And we're going to be talking about, a whole bunch of very interesting things. But actually, let's just bring Ava up right now, because I know she's been patiently waiting. Ava, are you there with us?
I sure am. How are you?
All righty. And we didn't scare you off on that rant, so that's good. You stuck around with us.
Almost.
So where did we almost lose you?
Well, you have to remember, you know, that I live in the world of mental health, you know, and for 20 plus years I've worked with people who are certifiably crazy, so I think I have a skewed view, but quite frankly, I think every single person I've ever met, whether in an office or on the street, has a level of a certain degree of crazy attached to them, and every crazy person I've ever met has a certain degree of strength and
sure,
proficiency in something.
Yeah, for sure. And so why don't you give folks a little bit of a understanding about who you are and where you come from, because you are, I would say, you're pretty much a poster child for reinvention, would you not?
You know what? Can I be really bold and tell you that I think I'm actually a reinvention prodigy?
Yay! Love
and
that.
And I'll tell you
there
why.
There you go. Yes,
hey,
tell us why.
Want to know.
Well, I'll tell you why, because, in fact, when I was 12 years old, 6th grade going to 7th grade, I was so tired of being this painfully shy girl who lived vicariously through the lives of my friends that I decided I needed to reinvent myself going into middle school, that it was the perfect transition time. And I looked for somebody who could be a great mentor to me to come out of my shell.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I didn't. I actually swung the pendulum to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, much to my parents' demise. And I became like the Julie McCoy of the Love Boat. Remember her?
I do. Captain Stooping. I love that guy. He died. So, literally, you went into the seventh grade and you were like, it's time for a change.
Yeah. I really knew that I needed, in order for me to live a vital life, I had to come out from behind the shy curtain.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you found a mentor, I'm sorry, I have to get the clarity around that. Let me ask you, like, what does that mean? Was it like, because here's one of my favorite expressions in the world. To a second grader, a fifth grader is a god, right?
Yeah.
To a second grader, a fifth grader is a god. So, like, I mean, because literally they're like, oh my God, look at that, he's a fifth grader, he's so cool. So for when you say like a mentor, like, are we talking like an eighth grader? Are we talking like, what are we talking about here?
No, we're talking about, and I'm still friends with this person today, believe it or not. We're talking about the person in my class that was so vivacious and outgoing that everyone loved her and was gravitating toward her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I could overcome my obstacle by getting into that circle and kind of rehearsing.
All right, I'm sorry, we have to role play here. Okay, so let's go back to sixth grade. I'm that girl.
Seventh grade.
I'm sorry.
Wait, you want the shy girl, or do you want the girl who came out of the shyness?
No, you're the shy girl, and I'm the cool girl. And I'm so curious, like, how did that conversation go down? All right, I'm the cool girl, you're the shy girl, go.
You know what's crazy? I don't remember the dialogue, but I got to tell you, I remember exactly the classroom that I met her in and exactly where we were sitting. And it was probably not a conversation that started it, but a note passing. Remember back, we didn't have cell phones, right? I'm 52 years old. Mm-hmm. We had to actually pass a note.
Right.
So we had to write a note
or
a spit wad. It through people to the other person, right?
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way. That girl became the president of the class, the captain of cheerleading. She married the captain of the football team. They're still married today, and that's how life goes for some.
Yeah, but there are people who are like, they still to this day won't reach out for someone that they think are like cooler than them or can help them in some. I'm just like, I mean, come on, at 12 years old, to be able to just sit there and say, look, I really need like what you have, like, you got to give us. What did that note say? Like this is like the secret of life.
Well, and that
was
complied.
Right. I was like, what
and
was
the mentor's like, okay,
will you be
like,
my friend?
I don't know. Maybe
I
is
love
just,
your shoes.
I love. Right. Yeah. What, I mean, what is it, the secret
yeah,
of life?
You know what though?
Is
I'm going to date
piece of
myself
paper.
Again. It was probably where did you get your Levi corduroys?
Nice.
I loved my
back
Levi
in those
corduroys.
Days, I don't know how old you guys are.
Yep.
I don't know how old you are, but that you know the.
I'm your age.
You got it.
Yeah, we're right there with you. So, all right, so there you go. Okay. So the secret, if you want anything in life, is you get a piece of paper, you write a note on it, and it needs to compliment them on something that they are wearing. You know what? I think that would still work to this day.
The note.
I think it would still work to this day. So, all right.
Flattery gets you everywhere almost.
Yeah. Mary, have I told you how much I like that sweater you're wearing? That is a really, really pretty sweater.
Yeah. My mind goes like, okay, what do you want? What'd you do wrong? So, what'd you say badly about me somewhere
else? There's a big difference between the 13-year-old and us who are like so jaded from life. And so, all right. So let's talk about this because you are just, I mean, first of all, good God, woman, you are in incredible shape. Like, and you woke
Thank
up,
you.
And like you woke up one day, and you just said, "I'm tired of it. I'm going to change my." Because, I mean, really, when you talk about things on the business front, I think a lot of the reasons why entrepreneurs and people in business in general aren't nearly as successful as they can be is simply because they're not willing to really dig in and commit. They just waste so much goddamn time doing Lord knows what. And so you woke up and you just said, look, I'm committing, like full on committing to changing my body. And as a matter of fact, to the point where you became a bodybuilder, like what on earth happened where you woke up? I think it was at 47 where you woke up and you said, I'm going to get into bodybuilding. And like you look incredible now. Not to say that you didn't before,
well,
but I mean, it's amazing now.
Thank you. And I am proud to say that, you know, I am gearing up for my next competition in September as we speak.
Cool.
I made sure I ate before I got on the phone with you guys, though, so I wouldn't be brain dead.
Do you know what we're eating right now, by the way?
Don't and tell so, her.
Why? This is
No,
like,
I don't want to know what you're eating right now, by the way.
She's probably hungry.
It's from our sponsor, and our sponsor will be Frito-Lay, and we thank our sponsor for sending us cases and cases of sour cream and onion.
Potato chips,
which I'm sure is on. That's got to be on your meal plan, is for being a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So please continue.
Minus the Frito-Lay sour cream and onion. Yes. So, you know, the story is a little bit different, and it actually came from another different kind of young person mentor, my son, who was 16 at the time when I was 47. And there's a story that precedes this. That's all about how to cultivate this, how to blast through mental fitness and cultivate this mindset that matters that I refer to in my work. But the pivotal moment for bodybuilding was when my son, and I tell this story all the time, he was 16, he was going out for the golf team yet again, third year in a row in high school, and the last 2 years he didn't make the team. And as the mother, I instinctually wanted to say, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to go out for this again and wind up disappointed again, and I'm going to have to pick up all the pieces? But I didn't say that, of course.
Yeah.
And what I actually turned around to him and said was, look, if you can keep putting yourself out there and taking this healthy risk, then I'm going to put myself out there, because people have been asking me for the last 6 years, do I compete? And I've always shied away, the last bit of my shyness, shied away from taking it to the competitive level. And so I, 2 weeks later, because my body was actually in pretty close to stage ready form when I made the decision, I learned how to pose, sort of. I sucked. But I went into New York City, and I won the show.
Wow.
It was a relatively small show. And my son made the golf team. Wow. So, you know, we had what I call the prize in the process, which is, you know, along the way, we overcame any kind of fear or obstacle by taking the healthy risk, which is a great prize. And then we also had the end game prize, which is I got the trophy and he got the team shirt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's super cool. So we're gonna have to take a break here on Reinvention Radio, and we're talking to Ava Diamond, and when we come back, We're going to be talking about mental fitness and all sorts of interesting things around that. And I got to tell you, I mean, let me ask you this, Mary Goulet. Have you ever, like, really, like, because to get to that level of being able to compete, mm-hmm. like, in anything, whether, I mean, hell, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you could be competing for, like, the real estate broker of the year, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing or whatever it is. But, I mean, even more on a physical side. But have you ever, like, gone that far into something where you got to the top of the game? You know what I mean? Like, did you ever really, or not even to the top, but did you really, like, commit to doing something? Because I got to tell you, I don't know if I've ever had that level of commitment about, like, anything. I don't know. Have you?
Well, like, being a serial entrepreneur, yeah. I was a serial get-involved competitive ice skater, competitive
Were you really?
Dancer. Yeah, in high school, I was into everything.
You did competitive ice skating? And
What else do you do in Minnesota?
Oh, I guess that is true.
Yeah.
Unless you pick up a hockey stick. Did you ever do anything like you're rich? Did you ever, like, go so far in you were, like, competitive and, like, really committed full on?
Yeah, I didn't get to the top, but Toastmasters.
Good for you. I did Toastmasters,
did
too,
really?
But only the first,
yeah.
Like, for, like, a year or so.
Yeah, I never did that. I went to one Toastmasters meeting, and then I realized, like, oh, you people suck. So then I decided I don't need you guys. I'm better than you.
That's what I was going, like, to say. You've committed to being yourself.
I am better than you. I don't need you and your toast.
But you were pretty successful, Rich.
By the way, can I tell you something?
Yes.
And keep this in mind, and this will help you for the rest of your life. Toast can never go back to being bread.
Wow.
Thank you. More on Reinvented Radio.
This is why I show up every week.
Right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio here. Talking with David Diamond, Mary Goulet, Rich Ote, and White Waves, just kind of hanging out and stalking. My God. You're just like, he's just looking at us. No, that is definitely not Ava Diamond. That is a different Ava Diamond.
You have a twin, Ava Diamond twin.
No, that is definitely not Ava Diamond. There's another Ava Diamond
in
out there.
In Colorado.
Right? So if people want to find out more information about you, where do they go? Because it's clearly not that site that you just brought up there, Rich. So what's the best place for folks to find out about you?
Yeah, so don't go to the one in Colorado, the Ava Diamond there. Uh-huh. Go to Ava Diamond, www.avadiamondlcsw.com.
That's the one.
Or you can find me. I'm almost viral on LinkedIn, believe it or not. I don't know if that's major radar, but I posted a picture thanking people for congratulating me on my 5-year anniversary of turning pro. I had so many thank yous. I don't know if you're familiar with LinkedIn. They said this reminder out that it's your birthday and it's, you know, your anniversary of your work. And so I, instead of sending out, you know, 300-500 individual thank yous, I posted a thank you, and I posted a very tastefully cropped photo of my back on stage because it was the anniversary of turning pro as a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And I got I don't know if you're familiar with fat shaming and fit shaming, those two concepts.
Yeah. Huh. Well,
but
I
got some comments on this professional networking site that said things like, "You're disgusting," and "Are you a man?"
Wow.
And look, a chick with, or a dude with long nails, because it was my back, you couldn't see my face. Mm-hmm. And so I called attention to it because that's, you know, just as bad as fat shaming, which would never be tolerated in the professional world. And in my comment about that, my post about that, I have about 20,000 likes and comments,
wow.
and I received about 20,000 private emails.
Holy
wow.
mother of God. Did anybody send you something on
PayPal?
But
did you monetize it?
I know. I'm like,
we're just thinking, how can
I
you monetize
monetized it?
It?
You want to know how I monetized it?
Yes,
this
please.
Is crazy. So in fact, I learned the value of controversy in building business because once people started really reacting, what did it do? It pushed everybody else's emotional buttons. They thought I was all upset.
Yeah.
And I was going to quit my bodybuilding because people hurt my feelings. No, I was just pointing out bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to, it didn't derail me from anything, but everybody else felt so disturbed by it. Long story short is that in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten 3 keynote speaking engagement offers. I've gotten 7 new clients internationally. So I'm awake all day long for the different time zones that go on in my life now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have been hired to do some interesting program development work in Florida. So,
nice.
Yes, I have monetized this.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So wait, I want to know, as a woman, I'm your age. I was talking to my boyfriend, Dave, because we walk.
That's your first problem right there.
Right? Like an hour, we do a power walk once a day for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, like, I have to carry weights with me so I can do upper body strength. But I saw this lady, it could be a hoax, 80 years old, and she's like, got the best body ever. Like, she's
a black woman.
Yes.
Competitive bodybuilder.
Yes.
Yeah. She's a wonderful lady. And in fact, she's the oldest competitive bodybuilder around, and she's amazing.
She started at 55.
And, you know, yeah, exactly.
So I can do this.
You've got plenty of time.
Good.
I want
yes,
to, but
can. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who are in their midlife, men and women, who have full careers and full family lives, and they have taken their fitness to the next level, starting at a late age.
Well, I have to get to level one.
Right. So wait. So your question is, how do you look like Ava?
Well, I'm seriously considering. I've been talking to Dave about it. I'm like, I really want to get my body into really good shape.
I will take that challenge with you.
It starts by getting a new sponsor.
It'll be the
no more potato chips.
Damn it.
And didn't I say when the bag came out, I'm like, you guys, we got to come up with something because I see cucumbers in my future.
Hey, Dave. Should I talk to Dave? Is there
no, he's pretty good. He wants to, you know.
You missed the joke, Mary.
I did. Don't be that way. We're being nice to Ava. Don't make those kinds of jokes.
No, that was about Dave. That
I know it,
Ava.
But this is her time.
Oh, sorry. All right, so Ava, let's do this. So when you say you got clients and whatnot, what are they coming in to you for? What sort of work are you doing with them?
Okay, so I have this backdrop of being a clinical psychotherapist, right? So I'm used to working with people overcoming the most adverse challenges possible, from the serious traumas to addictions, all that stuff, and revamping, reinventing their lives to be magnificent. And I am so grateful that I get to witness, I have witnessed thousands of people reinvent their lives into beautiful masterpieces, and not without hardship. And, you know, I actually have a saying that I live by, and I can swear, right? You guys
Absolutely.
Don't mind, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So it's the saying is, fuck happy, go for joy. Because happiness is an experience and joy is a condition. And so my work with people is to help them to ride the roller coaster of happiness and sadness and experience all the feelings they need to feel, but really live with this inner sense of joy as a condition, so that when you meet people on the street, you know, the 6 or 10, however many you believe are to be certifiably crazy, they have this stability inside of them that is a condition of joy. So when they get in crazy mindset, they can stabilize quickly.
Yeah.
So people have come to me for years to deal with major life issues. And since I turned pro as a bodybuilder and I started and I experienced what it took to take myself past that fear and to take my body past its barriers that I thought existed into optimal conditioning, I started interviewing other pro athletes and working with them on a coaching model that incorporated all of my really sound evidence-based clinical experience with motivation enhancement and goal setting and attainment to create my mental fitness coaching program that's been around now for 4 years.
Wow. No, I love that. Fuck happy, go for joy. And I don't know, I don't know if you know this or not, but actually my legal name is Happy Steve Olsher. I didn't know if you know this. So fuck happy, go
for joy. Happy Mr. Sorry. Bold Steve Olsher.
Yeah, no, you missed that.
Fuck I totally happy, get that. Happy, yeah, I totally yeah. get that. Yeah, what am I?
Right.
He's looking up joy online right now.
Almond joy.
But you know what? Okay, so I know. What kind of work do you do with people who have like serious crazy going on?
Hypothetically, if they have like serious crazy.
So I have I've done a lot of different things in my field over 20 years. I'm an entrepreneur by nature, so I'm not just your straight up therapist who's worked in clinics with people in their offices. No, that would bore me to death if I just had to do that. So I've done a lot of program development. I work with people who are what's called the impaired physician, for example, the physician who's actually an addict behind the scenes. And so I can tell you 1 in 10 nurses, for example.
Nurse
and
Jackie.
Right.
Well, 1 in 10 nurses on every hospital floor is addicted to something. Don't go to the hospital.
Seriously?
And 70% of the physicians out there contemplate suicide at one point or another because the pressures are so great. And the scariest, well, we don't need to get into all the scary things, but I can tell you that
we like scary.
What I've emerged to become is the concierge care person. So I work with the very successful people who are fucked up. Mm-hmm. They exist too. So making a lot of money doesn't prevent emotional instability.
Yeah.
And so I do concierge care. I go into people's homes. I get flown to different places to work with people in whole day family intensive type stuff to help revamp family functioning.
Oh, nice. You know, so you pull all the crap out of their cabinets and stuff too? Like, get all this shit out of your cabinets right here. Take this out of your fridge.
Well, you know what? I'm not a nutritionist and I'm not a personal trainer. What I share my personal information. I've worked with some of the smartest people out there in those fields, and I send people to reliable resources all the time. But I absolutely talk to them about relationships with food, because we all have relationships with food and money. And we talk about how to change those relationships to better serve you.
So you talk a lot about mental fitness. How would you actually define mental fitness?
Because Steve's borderline.
Yeah. Well, it's clearly one or the other.
Borderline males are really unusual. That makes you stand out.
Thank you.
Mental fitness is about having the mindset that matters. That's a phrase that I use a lot. Mm-hmm. It's related to using concepts like flexible discipline. So having the drive and determination, but knowing how to be flexible within that discipline so that you can live life fully and on life's terms and stay true to your intentions and your actions match up with your intentions. So basically, we're talking about creating an authentic life where your intentions and your behaviors are congruent. They match up.
And really, isn't that the definition of sanity when everything matches up? In the earlier segment, Steve mentioned he thought about 10% of the population's crazy. But from listening to you, would it not be more accurate to say 100%'s crazy? It's just, what are we crazy about? Is our crazy socially acceptable? You know, if I'm a workaholic,
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't know anybody who doesn't have an issue or two. And the question becomes, is your issue damaging to yourself or to someone else? That's the defining factor of whether or not you should be walking on the street.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this. We're going to have to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio. It is very interesting. And unfortunately, I mean, I got to tell you, I actually feel better about myself now because now I've got a reason for being the way that I am. It's everybody else is just like this too. So there we go. I feel better.
Yeah, that saying, three out of four people are crazy, and if you don't know them, then it's you, or one out of four.
Right, and there's four, there's four in this room right now.
So one of us
is just fucked out of our minds. Any guesses? All right, more on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the Series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Reinvention Radio. And speaking of crazy, Rich looked at me like he had a thought, and then he just kind of looked away like, no, I don't.
No, I was just going to ask her, where do we start?
Well, we got to bring her up so we can actually have her answer.
There she is.
Where do we start, what, figuring out that we're out of our goddamn minds?
Or yeah,
where
is it like start with something simple for a mental process and then just take that on into other verticals? Like, where's a good starting point for someone who's listening that's just going, oh, yeah.
How do I attain mental
Here's
fitness?
Here's what I was going to tell you. So, first of all, I've got my book coming out in September, my big comprehensive mental fitness coaching workbook. Prior to that, though, I've got this mini guide that'll be out August 1st. And if you have listeners who want a complimentary mini guide, then they can email me. I'm sure that you can have my email address somewhere on your website, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And they, if I get an email from them, I'm happy to send them a digital copy so they can learn how to create the foundation for mental fitness.
Okay.
But really, you know, where does it start? It starts with, I used F-bombs. Now I'm going to teach you a smart word if you don't know it, okay?
Hey, Ava.
We're going to do this real quick. We're going to drop you just for a second here. So we're going to drop you.
We just have
to call back
connection.
One more second. And then, because I know you're calling in from a faraway, distant land, and we appreciate you taking the time here to be on Reinvention Radio. But we're gonna drop you here for just a second, let you call back in, and then we'll bring you back up just so we can get everybody a clean connection because we want them to hear you and hear you loud and clearly. But you were talking about like starting with the what are we talking about? Like how to get the emotionally or mentally not so crazy? What were you asking there, my man?
Kind of a combination of each. There was two separate ways I was going to go with it, but I wanted to hear what she had to say first. Mm-hmm. So it was, there's the...
Because I don't think there's any hope for you. I mean, so you're just you're
really
talking about like...
Pot calling the kettle black?
Thanks, hey, man.
She's got my back. African-American to you, please.
That's why I sit on this side instead of over there.
I will jab my pen to dry.
Just more like...
Yeah, you're crazy.
You know, what comes first? Does it help to get a little more mentally focused and then it helps you with the physically, or start with the physical and it helps you mentally, or is there some, like, just what's a good starting place?
Let me answer that for you. Okay, so here's what I believe, and what I believe is that if you can get out of your element, whatever it is, change your environment. Like, let's just say you used to date guys, just start dating girls. I mean, like, literally, just Why are you looking at me funny?
I just do.
Okay, so, I mean, but, like, that's the kind of thing. Like, just like, totally change things up. Like, do, like, a 180 and try that for a while and then kind of see what happens. Like, if you're inside and you're, like, miserable, go outside and see if you're still miserable. If you're dating guys and the guys are just driving you nuts, then try the girls. And
so
if
that's
that
why
doesn't
you moved
work,
out here.
And if that, exactly. And if that doesn't work, then I say you move to, like, you know, the Carolinas, because there they accept everyone equally, and it's just so nice. So I would say go to the Carolinas, and you will be readily accepted. All right, Ava, do we have you back so you can give us actually the real answer here?
We have a new sponsor.
We have a new sponsor.
You
the
do
LG,
have me back.
The LBGT network.
Okay, stop,
or
Steve.
It is. Okay, yes. Yeah, so you were in the middle of explaining how we can get started here, because I don't know if my answer helped anybody. Yeah.
All right, so as I was saying, happy to send over to anybody who emails me a free digital copy of the mini guide for mental fitness coaching that'll be out August 1st.
I want
it
one.
Yeah, I'll get it to you. And it preempts the release of the large, comprehensive mental fitness coaching workbook, which does not take the place of Ava Diamond as a one-on-one coach, but it certainly does allow you to independently work through and develop your best self professionally, personally, and physically.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a chance to experience.
So the word that I was going to teach you guys, so I need to balance out my F-bombs with some smart language, if that's okay.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you would be the first.
Let me try. You know, this word conation, which is a lost word, and it's a word that has to do with intentionality and a planful, deliberate, kind of goal-oriented behavior that's attached to your why. What's your why? I heard something about what's your what on one of your advertisements So my question to people is, what's your why? Because defining your purpose is where you start.
Mm-hmm.
And gaining, the phrase that I use is success. The two C's of success are clarity and conviction. Being clear on who you are and what you want to create in your life. And really, if you have to think about it, what do you want your legacy to be?
Mm-hmm.
If you're unsure about what you want right this minute. And having the conviction to make those goals first and foremost your priority, because, like, for example, a simple thing, you know, when people have weight loss goals that I want to look different, I want to, you know, be fitter in some capacity, and then they have the Friday night party, mm-hmm. and they say, they go right off the wagon, right, and they eat the pizza and drink the beer or whatever, and the simple trick that I tell people is, you know what, in that moment, you have to decide, what do you want more, 15 minutes of flavor or a lifetime of reaching your goal and knowing what that's like?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of like delayed gratification. I mean, let's be honest here. We as a society, we're not real good on the delayed gratification. I mean, that's why the millennials are just so, I mean, they're so goddamn out of their minds because they can't wait for anything. It's like they want what they want when they want it, and they want it now. And, like, I mean, like,
yeah,
really,
they
there's no way on God's green earth you're going to convince a millennial to wait for anything, because not only do they not have the patience for it, but of course they're entitled to whatever it is that they want. But I hear you. So a little bit of delayed gratification in order to get, what it is that you want. Okay, I got it. What else?
So, and then let's look at the millennials also, which is anybody who knows how to market to millennials knows that it's about building relationships, and you got to do it fast and well. Right? And so what we're talking about, what I've talked about before and what I'm talking about right now with you, is how to change your relationship with your choices so that you have a stronger relationship with your goals. Delayed gratification, to me, has, I have my own association with the concept of delayed gratification. Like, that sucks, mm-hmm. to have to wait, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I look at the prize in the process being immediate, so that it's not necessarily delayed gratification. Like, I feel freaking great when I stay true to my goals that day.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, another, like, little trick, for example, is to reframe your relationship with the food or the party. So I say to people, because believe me, you know, I have no problem at this point in my life bringing my own food because I need to know what I'm eating for my competition prep, not eating what's offered to me, and I look at them and I say, I came here for the company, not the cupcakes.
Mm. Yeah, we clearly are going to parties for very, very different reasons. So, I got to tell you, I really thought I was a smart dude, but I can honestly say I've never heard the word conation. So, just because I don't want this to end like with me sounding completely stupid, how do you spell that, and what does that mean? Do you know what that means?
He's very perplexed right now.
You may have a client here.
I don't want to leave dumber than I started.
Actually, Steve, I want you to become the conator.
Ooh.
I don't know what that could be.
I am an aider of sorts.
You mean we put a cone around?
A conator would be somebody who has clear-minded intentions and goals, knows what they're going to do to reach them, and is committed to it.
Wow. Okay.
He's not your guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
That might help the show, too.
I know. We got to sit around. There we go. So now we need a conating, like, initiative or something like that. All right, very cool. So, Ava, last time here, I just want to give you more opportunity to give give folks your email web address. It was avadiamondlcsw.com. Is that what it was?
Yeah, licensed clinical social worker, lcsw.com.
All right, very
and
good.
I'm gonna that's the website.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
And the easy email address to remember so that people can get their digital download of my mini guide is mentalfitnesscoaching@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. So, Ava, really do appreciate you joining us here on Reinvention Radio. And I'd like to say that I'm inspired to hit the gym, but really I'm just looking at that bag of potato chips going, I'm just still damn hungry. So, oh, man. All right. Good fun, guys. Really do appreciate you joining us here. Ava Diamond and Mary Goulet, Retroté. White Wade, I'm Steve Ulsher, and wow, very interesting. Interesting couple of shows. I actually learned a little something there. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.